Coach's Insight gets going here for the start of the 21-22 high school basketball season, and we get a chance to talk to McLouth girls basketball coach Felipe McCree. It is brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, your team 1-16 a year ago, but you have a handful of starters returning. I guess we'll start here when you look at the first few practices that you've had and how excited in general the team is ready. You know, just where's the team at right now gearing up for the season?
I think we're in probably the best we've been at in my 3 years since I've been here. We had a really good off season. We actually played a bunch this past off season, and we were able to just kind of, with the success of our volleyball team, kind of that winning feeling. A lot of those girls are playing basketball, so that energy, that enthusiasm is here right now. So we've had I think we're practice number 10 now, and I would say probably 9 of the 10 have just been really enthusiastic. Great energy, great focus, and the girls are raring to go.
I know you got some good talent in the backcourt. JC Lackey, 5'8", junior. Jill Holwick as well, who's 5'7", both honorable mention All-NEKL performers. You know, are those two going to be kind of the leaders of the team this year? Who are some of the girls that are going to have to stand up in that role?
Well, the great thing about the group that we have, like I said, this is my third year, and we've got 4 or 5 girls that have over 30 games of varsity basketball experience. And so obviously JC and Jill are, a big piece of that because they've started, for my first 2 years. But then you throw in a kid like Cheyenne Hill, who's our, she used to be our point guard. Now we've kind of moved her off the basketball where she's probably the best on the ball defender in the league. And has the capability to be an all-elite kid. Katie Williams in the front court, she's a transfer a couple years ago, so she was just kind of learning things. Last year with COVID, she wasn't able to play in the second semester, and so this is her first year being able to start right from the jump. Then you add in a kid like Sam Polk, who didn't play last year but did play my first year, and she really, stabilizes our front court. So I'm really excited about the group that we have.
When you look at the first matchup coming up this week, it's coming up pretty quickly. It's Jefferson County North. What's the early scouting report there?
They're good. they're a team that with just tons of experience. They got a coach that's won a lot of basketball games, so he's going to have them ready. Obviously, they lost a really big piece in Kenji Snyder, but like I said before, he's got some other kids that are returning that played a lot of minutes last year. They're big, they're physical, they'll get up and down the floor, and so it's going to be a challenge for sure. We had 2 battles with them last year. If you were a fan of basketball, you didn't want to watch 2 games because they were ugly. I think the first game was something like 27-14, and then we lost here at home 28-27. And this is a team that made it to the sub-state championship. So we were right there with them in both games. So it's going to be a really compelling game.
That's Felipe McCree, head coach of the McLouth girls basketball team. Of course, it is brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market as we get going here with our Coaches Insight programs each week moving forward throughout the high school basketball season. Felipe, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.